The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now, meanwhile, up in Perth, Karrinup Shopping Centre, which is my local, I've been watching it under construction for, it seems like, the past
600 years.
I know.
So
they built the Great Wall of China quicker than this thing.
So phase one is now complete. It's been officially opened. They cut ribbons only a short time ago. They had a big crowd there, actually. You would have thought like the Beatles were appearing or something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, people, it's been long awaited,
yeah,
hasn't it?
Exactly.
So 60 new stores in there. There's a food hub with an Aldi in there. There's a Nike store. There's Adidas store in there, among others, pop-ups, activations, all these sorts of things.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know. So have you been? Oh, you would have been inside as it was happening.
I was there on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I was walking around trying to figure out where the new section was. It wasn't open at that point. And so, like, I'm excited to go up and have a look. I love it. I do love a shopping centre.
It's quite flash.
I love a food court. And there hasn't been a food court in Karrinup for probably 2 years.
And it's going to be quite flash it's still not open. I think.
Have you been to Carousel?
I remember seeing a picture. Oh, it's been a while since I've been to Carousel.
I'll tell you what, their food precinct up there is amazing.
Really?
They've got like an Ippodo ramen place, a lot of nice cafes, a TGI Fridays, which is like a big American institution.
How are your shares going in Carousel?
Yeah. Going up after this.
I'm one of those weird people that tends to go into the city. Because
I love the vibe.
I know some people like to talk it down, although it's all turned around since the new Lord Mayor, hasn't it?
It's amazing, that guy, whoever he is.
But I really enjoy going in there, even though sometimes I feel like I'm paying $100 for parking and I come away with nothing. I like soaking up the vibe of it, because sometimes I find shopping centres just, I don't know, soulless. But
but
I must say, I have been to Karrinup a few times because I've ducked into H&M there and got the kids a Boost Juice thing just to keep them quiet while I try and pick up something. But it looks really swish.
Yeah, Karrinup has always been one of the more upmarket shopping centres.
It's like a concierge area in the car park.
Yep.
I don't know what for, but it's there, beautiful seats there, and there's like travelators, and
it's going to be great.
It's basically like some sort of ancient Greek inspired palace in a way, with all the stone there. Yeah,
exactly. A temple to consumerism, and so Uniqlo, right? The brand. Have you seen all the stories recently that the global creative director is actually a guy from Perth?
Really?
Yeah. So, and he was a part of the Brand Perth Forum with Baz at the City of Perth. And so he's been around. And when I was there on Sunday, I went to Uniqlo and I saw him in there.
Oh, my goodness.
He was just walking around doing
shopping. You recognised him from the
story? He's very distinctive. He's got very distinctive glasses.
Do you think he was checking over the store?
I don't know. I don't think the staff realized.
Did you go up to him? I feel like this is your starstruck moment.
Well, I thought I knew him. Because he looked familiar to me. I recognised him. I'm like, I know that guy.
And don't then
I
was you like, oh, hate no. that when you do like 47 double takes to try to work out who it is? And then do you ever do this? I'm really good with recognising faces, but converting them to the actual name is a struggle.
100%.
And then I do this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. I hope that it comes to me at some point.
I just go, mate. And then that's fine.
I know, but then you reach this period, isn't it, when it's too awkward? I've done that with people in work here. I really apologise.
Then I transition to buddy.
How long do you need to have known them to get to bro?
Oh, bro. Oh,
Is that why you called me bro for six years? I think
we're there now, bro.
yeah, bro.
And Maddie, thank you so much for bringing all of this into the West Live today. We'll have a chat to you tomorrow.
Will do. Have a good one, mate.